This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
For those of you who've been thinking about maybe refinancing your mortgage, and you can't see me now, but I got my hand raised, that sound you hear is the window of sub 3% rates slowly being closed. The average on a 30-year fixed climbed to 3.04% today. That's from Bankrate. It's up from about 2.86% a week ago. Blame, if you are looking to point fingers, all the worries about inflation floating around out there and commensurately higher yields as bond investors demand those yields to compensate. Marketplace's Amy Scott looks at what all that could mean for the housing market.
To be clear, mortgage rates of around 3% are ridiculously low, historically speaking.
If you zoom out, even if they were 3.5, even if they were 3.8, that's still very low.
That's Nicole Ward, a mortgage broker with White Oak Financial in Atlanta. A decade ago, the average on a 30-year fixed was about 5%, and a decade before that, about 7%. Bank rate analyst Greg McBride says mortgage rates are loosely tied to the yield on the 10-year Treasury note, and that's been rising in recent weeks over worries that stronger economic growth, fueled by COVID vaccines and more stimulus from Congress, will lead to inflation.
From a bond investor's perspective, inflation is their worst enemy because it erodes the value of those fixed payments that a bondholder receives over time. So bond investors demand higher yields to compensate for that.
But the Federal Reserve has some sway over mortgage rates, too. Carissa McDonough is fixed income strategist at People's United Advisors. She says the Fed has been buying treasury and mortgage bonds to help keep rates low and hasn't signaled any plans to pull back.
They recognize that housing has been a significant contributor to economic recovery, and the last thing they want to do is to choke that off.
In the meantime, Delfino Aguilar with Kind Lending says even the slight uptick has some existing homeowners scrambling to refinance.
Borrowers are calling their broker saying, hey, you know, I'm hearing in the news that rates are going up. You know, what can you do for me? Or is it too late?
But while an increase in rates may slow down refis, brokers say it's not enough to dampen demand for new mortgages in a hot housing market. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.